Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Merritt Renu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wine reaches second base with a double. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Brock moves to second. One out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Renu is 0 for 1 in the game. Renu strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Brock scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dallas Green now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Hoke goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Wine reaches second base with a double. Dalrymple scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Dallas Green. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herrenstein strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts, foul, towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive to left field. Covington throws towards third. Hoke fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoke. Rogers moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ryan Duran now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. 1 out. Merritt Renou, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renou is 0 for 2 in the game. Renou takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Renou moves to second. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball towards left. Covington settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Covington. Banks moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wine is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Ryan Duren. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Brown now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raynou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raynou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Raynou reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Covington is 0 for 3 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.